This is Hit Bull Win Podcast,
the official podcast of the Durham Bulls,
part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Oh, look at that. I said we'd be back in 2 weeks. Scott, 2 weeks later, new
promises
episode.
Made,
new
promises delivered.
Episode. This is Hit Bull Win Podcast. One thing we forgot to do last episode. My name is Patrick Nord. I'm the video and digital production manager here at the Durham Bulls. I'm here with Scott Strickland, assistant general manager, operations. Scott, how are we doing today? Happy February, Scott.
Thank you. Kind of scary. A
little bit.
Kind of great as well. It's been warm the last couple days, especially compared to all the previous days where it's been snowing, feels like, for three straight weeks. No, we're good. We're good. How about yourself?
Good, man. Good. Just doing classwork, hanging out, getting to know the new people in marketing.
Yeah.
Durham Bulls Marketing has a full squad for the first time since March 2020, and that feels really, really good. Folks, thank you so much for listening last week. Like I said, we're going to start doing these bi-weekly, so you can expect one in 2 weeks after today. We have a special guest. I will tease. It is a special guest. I will say no more. That is your teaser.
Return guest. There hasn't been a lot of them.
Not next episode. No.
There's only been like, I think three people have been on this podcast multiple times.
Yes. That's this episode.
And he's the third.
I'm talking about next episode.
Oh, well, foreshadowing or not, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We'll see. I haven't actually asked that person if they'll be on the podcast, but I bet they'll say yes.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. But yes, Scott is correct. We have a returning guest today. Not many in the alumni of Hit Bull Win podcast that have come back. We're going to change that this year. Another tease, Scott. Look at us. For those of you who came to the job fair, we appreciate it. We can't wait to work with you. It was a roaring success. Had people all over the ballpark crawling around like ants on an ant farm.
Yep.
And we are so excited to grow our family. If you missed out on that, you still want to work with us, you can go to durhambulls.com/jobs.
Again, or if you know of someone who might be interested in working
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, and we've got jobs everywhere. You want to work with food? We got food jobs. You want to work with me? It's a bad idea, but we've got jobs for that.
Get paid to watch baseball.
It's not bad. There's worse things you can do in your summer. It pays pretty well, and you get to work with some cool people. So again, that's durhambulls.com/jobs. Today's episode is going to be a laugh riot. We have the former mascot and community relations manager on, like Scott said, a friend of the podcast, returning guest, to talk about Wool-E Grahams, little thing you can buy your loved one on, right now, Valentine's Day. In October, you can also do Halloween Grahams. I have already signed up for 2 shifts of driving.
You signed up quickly.
I did. I enjoy being, I like feeling, you know, the world is my oyster. So yeah, I sign up quickly. I like getting the weekday slots, and I like spending as much time as I can out there because I love shooting it, and it's a really nice thing to do. It's cool to see people take care of one another, you know.
Yeah,
loved one sends you a Wool-E Graham, big mascot rolls up with some candy. Who wouldn't love that?
Wearing a tuxedo,
right? If you would like to be one of those people who receives or sends a Wool-E Graham, you can go to durhambulls.com. You can also look at our social media pages. It's plastered all over there right now. There's no way you can miss it. Our Wooly is so excited to get back out on the road, get the Wooly wagon going, put some miles under them tires.
Yep. And stay under the speed limit.
So right now we will flip it over in just a sec to our interview with Nico Tennant. Now it's time for the reason everyone clicked onto the episode, Scott.
We
have our dear friend of the podcast, Nico Tennant, back on with us.
Nicholas,
how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Are you guys?
We're good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Obviously, around this time of year, the mascot is extremely busy, right? Mascot and community relations manager. Former, I should say, actually. But you just served your last stint doing Wool-E Grahams this past October.
Correct.
And that's the purpose of today's episode. We're going to talk all about Wool-E Grahams, what that process is like, and then some of your favorite stories. Originally, we were going to have our current mascot and community relations manager here. Unfortunately, he is not able to join us today. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing for him at the end of this interview, but we'll get there. So right now, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Give us like a 1 minute synopsis of your process with Woolly Grahams when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is intense. It's usually 3 or 4 days of deliveries. Scheduling every one of those seems to be the biggest challenge. People submit requests. They submit a block of time that they would like Woolly to come visit with their preferred date. And so, normally get about 40 to 50 requests for those 4 days. So have to split that up into timing it right.
It's making, about 10 per day.
Yeah. Some days it's less. A lot of people like to have it done on Valentine's or have the delivery on Valentine's.
So
Valentine's could probably be normally around 20 to 25 sometimes. So making that route to be efficient and pretty much, allotting time for the delivery to happen and making sure we're not running into problems, traffic, weather can be a big factor.
Huge factor.
And we'll talk about that in one of our
So what's the, are you just delivering to Durham or you, what's the mile radius look like?
35 mile radius. So as far as north as Roxborough.
Shout out south, Mark Phillips. Yeah. Shout out Joe Stompo.
Yeah. Friend of the podcast.
Far south as Garner, Fuquay. West, Cary.
Sure.
Even Mebane, Burlington has gone there before. Mm-hmm. And
we haven't gone to Winston-Salem?
We have gone there in our first year.
Really?
We went back down. Clemens.
Wow. That's even west of Winston.
And they gave us a little bit extra money for that drive.
I'd say so. Yeah.
So, yes, that was a one-off, not on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Clemens is basically Louisville, home of Chris Paul.
Hey.
CP3.
CP2. CP2 is his father, please.
Well, I have a story about that. But
oh, boy. That's for an
interview. He might be listening, so we'll tell that later. Yeah.
And then pretty much east is, Raleigh and Wake Forest. So
when, for those who don't know, the mascot is not driving. It's a staff member.
Correct.
Hopefully. which is where most of your stories come from, right? I would venture to say that the deliveries themselves, yes, have interesting stories. But I've got a feeling that you have a lot more stories based on the people who were driving and what they were driving through. And how they were. So I'll ask you this, and you and I have talked about this and our many escapades together on Woolly Grahams. I'm putting you on the spot. Who is the best Woolly Graham driver? I know I'm top three.
You are top three.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm top three.
The best would have to be Matt Suter.
Wow. Podcast host.
Let's dig into this. What about Matt Suter's driving makes him the best?
2014, Valentine's was snowstorm. There was a snowstorm that occurred, and he was the one that was pretty much driving the whole time.
So availability beyond over ability.
His ability to drive that old Woolly Wagon.
Oh, yeah. That's
through
the OG Woolly Wagon.
Hey, 50% showing up, Scott.
From Penske.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
it was an old DHL truck.
Yeah.
So, the driving through the snow and having to deal with me during that time.
And these are back in the
Suter's first year.
Yes.
Where you have the TomTom, right? It's a GPS.
The TomTom lasted a long time.
Robot.
I like the TomTom.
I don't like the TomTom.
And no one else likes the TomTom.
I don't use it anymore because no one else likes it.
My phone has three different ways it could tell me how to get somewhere.
Yeah.
One of those apps will have me cut through Target parking lots to get there faster.
MapQuest was like the precursor to the TomTom.
I could feel it. I see you.
I did have
like still using MapQuest.
My dad did use MapQuest my first 2 years.
Wow.
And
y'all can Google that for all you youngsters listening to this.
You could still use MapQuest. I still use MapQuest because I have to planning the route. You have to just visually see the map and can't just go by addresses.
Right. Not a sponsor yet.
Right.
These people have, and they have the ability to just put in
NIL for
a bunch of addresses. I think up to 25 addresses. So, and it'll plot out.
I just know the one time that I drove for it was Valentine's, Woolly Grahams.
2020? 2019?
I'll go 2019.
Okay.
The TomTom was in use, which per your description, you would have already done the map quest, planning it out efficiently. Yeah, we went to like Roxborough to Cary to Mebane to Cary, and then back to Roxborough.
Right.
You remember your route?
I feel like that service is maybe needed a little TLC, but that's what makes being out on the road with Neeks so enjoyable.
Hey, why is the wagon rattling? Not sure.
Yeah.
Taking it in. You should have heard it last week.
Well,
Is it still having issues?
No, it's fine.
We've been told that the axle's got some issues, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
Totally
fine. For a couple days.
One thing that I will say you do a really good job of on the Woolly Grahams is when you have a newbie driving. Now, I had driven it before, but not with you. That was the first time I'd ever driven it with you in a van. Usually it's moving around the ballpark, moving around from lot to lot or whatever. But you taught me, like, first thing was, hey, remember, you're not in your personal vehicle anymore.
Right.
You've got Woolly and Durham Bulls tagged all over this thing. So you can't be dodging in and out of traffic driving 90 down 40. That's not going to go over very well. and I, a few times, forgot about that.
Have you gotten a speeding ticket? Has anyone gotten a speeding ticket? I won't say you. I'm not asking you to incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
I am going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
You got a speeding ticket in the Woolly van?
That would be correct.
Oh, my goodness. This is outstanding. Okay, so who knows?
It wasn't during Woolly Grahams, but I did get a speeding ticket.
Okay.
Almost more relieving, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It was going
multiple questions. Where were you?
Going from Raleigh to Chapel Hill for an appearance on a Saturday.
What department got you? State Trooper?
State Trooper.
Yeah, those are the only people that would give Woolly Bowl.
Every time.
Yeah.
I'm going to not name names, but I was given a reprieve.
This is getting good.
I was given a reprieve.
Okay.
Or the ticket was...
Was done away
put
with.
Put under the tape. All right. Put under the.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's a crime we just committed. But that's fine. we can maybe edit that out later.
Who all knows about this? Who all within the walls of 409 Blackwell Street knows about this?
I don't believe anybody.
Wow, we're breaking news.
I knew about this because I had asked. I didn't dig for details.
Okay.
Mainly, I asked because Halloween this year, I did one of these where you kind of look out the mirror and then lean back. Hey, Neeks, has anybody ever? Anybody ever gotten a speeding? We were fine. We were fine.
Do you think Rhonda would be disappointed or she'd laugh?
I mean, I'd have to pay the ticket myself. It's not coming out of any budget.
Rhonda and Teresa ain't paying.
I think Rhonda
would
laugh.
They'd be disappointed.
I think Rhonda would laugh, though.
Yeah. Unless you're going like what's irresponsibly fast for a speeding ticket? Like, what's that number?
It becomes obnoxious somewhere either 15 or 20 over.
Okay.
Yeah. Like 12 over. Everyone's done that.
I got a speeding ticket last month going 79 and a 70.
That's State Trooper?
Ohio State Trooper. Yep.
They don't like
walked up as I was driving in the national championship. We lost Roll Tide anyway. And saw all of our Alabama gear. And I turned to my buddy and went, we're not getting out of this one.
To their defense, they're just doing their job.
They're just doing their job. Yep. And hey, I broke it. I broke the rules.
Right.
I broke the rules.
Crisis of responsibility.
Yep. Sure.
I'll stop you there for a quick second. I did get a red light ticket. In the Woolly Wagon.
Oh, okay.
And
like an auto-populated one where they took camera pic?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So my first boss had me pay for it.
Shout out Matt DiMargell.
And I don't like naming names, but Scott doesn't have a problem with that.
Well, so we know you don't charge breakfast to him, so that's fine.
So I'm going to go ahead and give my favorite Woolly Grahams story because that's where I want this to go. Yeah, that's the direction I want.
Okay.
We've had several misadventures together, Neeks, in the Woolly Wagon. Not anything bad, just, oops, typed in the wrong address. You know, woke a person up one time and they were just could not have been less enthused. And he just straight up silly stringed her because that was part of the trick or treat. And it was the one time I've ever thought, like, hey, we should just go.
We should probably leave.
Just drop the act and let's go. This is not worth it. But I think my favorite was actually this past Halloween. We pulled up to an elementary school and the principal came out. Everybody's dressed up. She leads us back. She's like, they're all at recess. I start coming down this hill, Scott. And I see they have all the kids. It's like two or three different classes. They've got all the kids locked in the baseball field.
Okay.
So there's a gate. It's an enclosed area. They have planned this out perfectly. Wooly walked up to the fence. And like basically there's just a wall of noise that hits you as soon as you come up over the hill and they see who's coming, right?
Which is pretty cool.
Now the jig is up, right? Like the teachers have done a great job all day. Hey, we got a surprise for you guys. They told us, you know, they don't know you're coming. This is a surprise. Turn up, basically.
Turn up.
So we come over the hill, and like I said, wall of noise. You're walking with a rock star at this point. And right about the time that I decide to look at Wooly and say, hey, maybe let's just be really cool about this till we get into the baseball field. Wooly is already launching John Elway style candy over the fence, raining like 300 Persians launching arrows at Spartans, raining candy on these children. Uh-huh. There are brawls. There are tackle fights. The teachers, all of the color from their face is gone.
Gone.
And I just kind of walk in with my camera, start shooting, you know, open the gate. I turn around. Wooly is now running full speed at the kids, throwing candy still, right? There's no order anymore. Also leaves the gate open.
Oh, gosh.
To which most of the kids, to get away from their counterparts who wanted their candy, just decided to start heading for the hills. And it was extreme chaos. We got a picture with about 15 of the kids. And then we just left. Just left them in disarray. And I think that's I think it's my favorite because that's the perfect epitomizer for Wooly Grahams. It is organized chaos. And then it is no longer our problem. Here is all of your sugar.
We're out of here.
And that's it.
Especially during Halloween.
Right.
It is organized.
It's like
chaos.
A false flag operation during a protest. Especially, it is come in, cause chaos, leave.
Great. Halloween is, you know, we give a bucket of candy in our Wooly Graham. So, And so
a bucket of candy, which marketing has usually spent a good portion of the week measuring out and putting into the bucket.
It's a calculated.
Yes. This is a science. There's a science.
You want to talk about where you do that and what that looks like? That's kind of cool.
That is done in the clubhouse during the off season because it's has the most space.
Usually freshly cleaned clubhouse.
That's correct.
And buying about, I don't even know, probably 500 pounds of candy from Sam's Club, you name it, Sam's Club, Costco.
I went to go pick up that candy from Sam's Club this past October, and the person had the audacity to look at me and go, oh, wild night? Dude, I picked up 8 crates of candy. No, not a wild night. If I was eating this much candy, that's a good night. That is a fare thee well.
That's a diabetic shock.
Yeah, it would have been, big night. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, so people look at you very confused when you get that amount of candy from Sam's Club.
Scott, what's your favorite Wooly Graham story? From either yourself or one you've heard.
I'm going to play the sentimental card here. It's just cool, especially in the off season, right? When a lot of people aren't thinking about the Bulls, thinking about baseball, which is appropriate for right now, right? As we're trying to get back on people's minds, it's just cool seeing the impact that Wooly Bull has on fill in the blank situation. Usually in those scenarios, it's a family, it's a kid or multiple kids. That's just cool. That's just cool to see us identifying with the community that way, and it's enjoyable. I have enjoyed the Tom part, right? were like, that was my first, it was my first time doing that.
Right.
And so I signed up.
Using a TomTom?
I'm going to be the first one to sign up on the, you know, the whatever Jot form or.
That's how you got to do it.
Sign up genius, I guess is the shout out we're trying to give there. And I go out with Neeks. We're rolling out. And within like the first 5 minutes, like this TomTom. It's absurd.
It's not going to make it.
This is not how we're going to do this.
I've never looked at a piece of equipment more in my life and gone, this isn't making it.
Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, just the wardrobe changes that have to happen during that time frame.
It's a lot.
It's interesting. Going over speed bumps is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a good way to get out of the office.
I think the most stressed I get is getting in and out of the ballpark in the Woolly Wagon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can hit. And there's a lot of things that you absolutely should not hit that are very much in the place of where you need to go.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things in the vehicle you need to look out
yes,
for.
Yes, right.
That's correct.
Including the axle. there was also the day we scraped the top of the wagon at Bojangles. Have you heard this?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that was during Woolly Grahams.
Yep.
We stopped off for a break.
Through the drive-thru. Hey, Neeks, are we clearing this?
Probably.
And right about that time...
Can opener style.
Just put it in reverse and then went around it, hopped up on the curb for a very confused Bojangles employee to hand us our food after I walked up to the window.
I think very frustrating some of these fast food chains, you know, because you have
they
to stop.
They don't think about the Woolly Wagon.
You got to stop. You got to take a quick lunch break. And some of these places just don't have their awnings.
I have three more questions. One of them's one word answer. It's an either or. Valentine's Day or Halloween? What's your favorite? I will go first. I like Halloween way better.
Valentine's.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's just more sentimental.
What about you?
Halloween?
See, I don't know. Halloween's great. And going on the sentimental.
I like dressing up.
I guess you could dress up for Valentine's Day.
That's great.
It'd be weird. Scott likes to dress up.
Yeah. No, he does. I will say I think it's really cool when we go back, the parents get it for the same. There's like two or three families I'm thinking of right now. They get it for their kids every year, and it's cool to go back the next year and be like, oh, man, that kid
got tall.
He's grown up, man. Yep. He's grown up, and they're still just equally excited to see Wooly.
There's a couple of people that order every year, Valentine's and Halloween, and, yeah, those are the people you remember. Yeah. Also, I mean, some of the stories, the quick stories will be we delivered to a wrong house once. This was in my first year. Oh, we didn't even have a Woolly Wagon at that point. We were using someone's regular vehicle. We had to go back and apologize, take back the stuff. Whoa. We offered them tickets to a Bulls game. But yes, we had to. Go back and retrieve the stuff because we didn't have extra at that point in time.
I will ask you two more questions. You've heard my favorite story, and I've got a million. I wish we could make an entire 3-hour podcast about Woolly Grahams.
I can't believe you guys. I can't believe it. Just the community. Can you imagine the visual of driving down the road and Woolly Bull is pulled over by a state trooper?
Yeah. Yeah, I can, because I thought it was going to be me 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Nico, your favorite Woolly Graham story?
I think I would have to say is there is this one couple that has gotten Woolly Grahams for probably the last 8 years. And it's just like the wife loves it. She know, like they come to the ballpark all the time. And just they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy about it. It's just like the sentimental value.
It's tradition. And you're a part of that.
It's tradition. And I've always once I started realizing that they were ordering every year, I started putting them at the end of my route and spending a little more time there.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, customer service Neeks.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. And then the last thing I want to get you before we let you go. We have a new mascot and community relations manager. His name is Eric. Eric is doing a fantastic job right now.
We have Woolly Grahams up. If you want to get a Woolly Graham, go to DurhamBulls.com. You can also go to our social at Durham Bulls as Scott pops his water bottle. Scott, how long have we been doing this?
You like that,
just
right?
Just right next to the mic, too.
Not really right next. I mean, that would be right next.
He's about a foot.
Yeah. Sound effects on this. We need to. We've talked about that, I think, before. Maybe it was Suter, of having one of those buttons, and you can play sound effects.
Soundboard?
I just hit the Aquafina shout-out Pepsi sound effect.
Anyway.
I got scolded because I was moving my phone around.
Yeah.
So
it's like, I mean, guys, come on.
I'm not a regular on this show.
You've both done stuff.
This is your second time on it.
Second time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Again.
First time I was not
revealed. Have you listened to that one?
Yeah, of course. I listened to all of them.
I was not revealed.
Yeah, you don't work here anymore.
No, we doctors his voice.
Yep.
So
this is actually not... This isn't him.
This isn't you got to doctor my voice again?
Yeah, I'm going to make it a robot voice. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that.
Nico in the flesh.
But yeah, you can go to DurhamBulls.com. You can also go to any of our social, and I'm pretty sure we're posting something every single day. If you want to get a Woolly Graham for your loved one, also be looking out during Halloween. Kids love it. Adults love it. It's great. You can get silly stringed. It's fantastic. Either way, it's just a good way to see your friends at the Durham Bulls. Who knows? Scott or Mai may even pull up.
That's great.
You never know who's going to be driving the Woolly Wagon. The last thing I wanted, Neeks, give Eric one piece of advice in 1 minute about being the mascot and community relations manager at the Durham Bulls.
In general, or are we doing directly towards Woolly Grahams?
No, in general.
I think that's a great question, Nico. Good job.
Have fun with it. It's long hours, and but the people here at the ballpark, fans, employees, coworkers, are all awesome. You know, when you ask for help, most of them will be there to help you out.
It's a good club.
With stuff, and ask for help, because you know. And offer help.
Yeah,
is another thing, because that'll get you a long way with people and learn about other people's jobs and what it takes for them to do their job.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nico Tennant, former mascot and community relations manager at the Durham Bulls. We'll be right back to wrap this up here in just a second. All right. Whew, that was a doozy. That was a good one. I love Woolly Graham, Scott. I really do.
And he always gives you something you weren't expecting.
Every single
therefore
day.
You should expect it.
Every single day I worked with him, he gave me something I was not expecting.
Yeah. I think every office has that guy.
Yes.
Or gal.
Yes.
In that case, or in our case, Neeks.
If we were a band, he is our drummer.
Yeah,
if we were a hockey team, he's the goalie.
Yep.
If we're a football team, he's the kicker. Basket case all over the place, but man, when it comes down to his job,
he's the man,
dude.
Locked in.
Got it. So again, thank you so much for listening. Teasing next episode, like I said, we have a special guest coming on. I will not reveal any more. We're really, really excited about it. It is somewhat of a partnership deal.
Do I know about it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mainly because I didn't want you to say it on the podcast right now.
Because I would.
Because you would, and then I'd have to edit it out.
Yep.
And I like these things to be just as raw and just easy as possible, you know. You can follow us on social at Durham Bulls. Go shop at our team store, okay? Go to DurhamBulls.com/shop. We've got a ton of stuff on there. Scott's been a model on there. I've been a model on there. Scott's learning right now. He was a model on there, which is great. But
that was a hand model, if I'm not mistaken.
We've got a lot of really great stuff on there. We got more stuff coming as we reveal our identities. Be paying attention to social, looking at what we're doing. What else is there? Go to DurhamBulls.com/jobs if you want to work with us.
Or if you want to buy tickets to a game.
Or if you want to come to a game.
Yeah.
Come to a game. Buy a mini. Honestly, this is going to sound like a hard sell, but I am not very good with numbers, which I know everyone listening to this podcast is shocked about. The mini plan, I think, is one of the best deals you can have. I personally, I'd like it if you got a season ticket package. But if you wanted to get a mini plan package, I think that's a really good bang for your buck. You get a lot of perks. There's a lot of things you can come do. We have mini plan packages for everybody. If you're a dog lover, we got a Bark in the Park package. We got everything under the sun. Our ticket people are tops. We've got a new crop of ticket people.
And they're yes,
lighting the world on fire. Mm-hmm. They are awesome. And they're really friendly. So reach out, talk to them. Some faces, some voices that you've heard before, some brand new, like I said.
One of them has a great voice.
Awesome.
I don't want to drop any names yet.
Okay, I'm glad you said it because I thought it earlier during a staff meeting. And I was like, I guess I've never really talked to him that much.
Yeah.
But that is a great voice.
Voiceover work potential.
Potential for sure. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. I'm Patrick. He's Scott. Till next time. See you in 2 weeks.